But after you has value.
Not where I live.
You can get whatever you want.
No, only some people get what they want.
And those are the people who show up today.
The place is a New York high school in Harlem, where it sometimes seems that keeping the students from hurting each other is as much of a challenge as getting them interested in classwork. So when a dapper, well-mannered gentleman offers to help, most of the teachers dismiss him, as do the teenagers.
My name is Pierre Boulain.
You can call me
Pierre.
So what kind of teacher are you?
I teach ballroom dancing.
What?
And you are going to learn ballroom dancing during your detention.
Take the Lead is inspired by the true story of Pierre Dulain, whose successful ballroom dancing program that started in New York City elementary schools was chronicled in the 2005 documentary film Mad Hot Ballroom. Antonio Banderas plays the determined dance master and says he was as skeptical as the characters in the film until he met the real Pierre Dulain.
At the beginning, I almost had the same reaction that the kids had when they say, oh, yeah, ballroom dancing, whatever. So I had the same reaction. I had to confess that I received the script and I said, ballroom dancing? I don't want to do that. I didn't even read it. But my agent started insisting that the producer wanted to have a meeting with me, so I read the script finally. I liked it. Then I met him, and I discovered a man that was kind of mysterious, in a way. He was not so much interested in telling things about his own personal life. He just was talking about the essence of what this program was.
We are all starving to be hugged.
Pierre Dulain is every bit as charming and sincere as the film version portrayed by Banderas, and he explains that his classes and the film's message are about more than learning dance steps.
I mean, nowadays, I don't say that the world is uncivil, but I believe we don't have enough civility in life. And this is what this program teaches. And if we can instill civility into children at the age of 10 or 17, early enough in life that we can nurture it and have it grow with them, will only make them better human beings when they are in adulthood.
Dulain admits this film does take significant liberties with the realities of his life and his dance program. For instance, the classes were originally for young children in elementary school, not teenage troublemakers in high school. But he says the Hollywood version does remain true to his ideals.
The message is still the same. The children learn ballroom dancing, yes, but the real thing that they're learning are these transferable skills of decorum, etiquette, being polite with each other, respect, dignity, all of these things you are learning when you really need them. So I have had no qualms with it being changed to high school because I don't really care if you're 10-year-old or 17-year-old, whether when you're 25, 30-year-old that you remember the steps. But the transferable skills of being polite and knowing how to treat another human being is what my message is all about.
Oh. What is this?
Man.
What's that?
What's that noise?
That noise is the work of the great American songwriters, Ira and George Gershwin.
Who?
Some of the many amazing artists you'll be dancing to.
Yo, man, I need the remix.
The film's star has danced a tango or two in his stage and screen work, but he says he gained a new appreciation for the dance floor.
Me, personally, Antonio Banderas, just rehearsing this movie, I discovered that. There is something about the relationship men-women when you're dancing, ballroom dancing, that is extremely beautiful and gratifying. There is a certain abandon in the woman, a trust in you when you're holding her, in the way that she comes back. Little nuances, how you play with your fingers in the back means something, and so she's going to do this movement. And when all those things are mechanized, and you forget about the technique, and you just listen to good music and you start dancing, it's wonderful. It is really wonderful.
Banderas believes that he and his young co-stars touch on themes that teenagers from any social background can recognize and appreciate.
I'm absolutely conscious that this movie is not going to win Cannes Film Festival, it's not going to make history in the story of motion pictures, but it's a necessary movie. Movies like this, they are like little grains of sand. Yeah, it's bringing something. It's a red light saying we have to be alert with these things that are happening.
Everyone competing expects nothing, nothing from you. So you have nothing to lose. So what we need to focus on now is not winning or losing, but doubting. So if you're not sure, then sit down. Just stay home. But if somewhere you see a dot, a glimmer of belief in yourselves, then you might have what it takes to win.
The cast features Alfre Woodard as the high school principal who decides to give the unorthodox program a chance, Yaya DaCosta and Rob Brown play the teenage students with the most to lose and who gain the most by learning to take the lead. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
I got rhythm. I got music. I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures. I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? I got rhythm.
Who could dance with us or who could stand with us? Look at us tonight, we looking fabulous. Fresh it up to death and we just moving. Out on the town, putting on our dance shoes and 1 foot in and 1 foot out. The sexy salsa, what's that all about? Well, listen, as I take it back to old school and like Lena Horne, all them cats was cooling. MC believe, but yo, I can't take it. When that young thing like the shake, shake, shake it. When she move forward and she back the thing up. And I gotta be on point and live on something. Cause my hood is breezy, it ain't easy. But for tonight, it's gonna be alright.
Who could ask?